Winds 10 to 20 knots, decreasing to 5 knots after midnight. Wind waves 2 to 4 feet, with a northwest swell 3 to 8 feet at 10 seconds. It is currently 57 degrees here at KSCO. Now stay tuned for Fox Live with Alan Combs on KOMY. And let's go fishing here on KSCO with your hosts Mike Baxter and Alan Bushnell. Let's go fishing. Thanks for tuning in. You are tuned into the Let's Go Fishing show. Your host Mike Baxter and Alan Bushnell here every Thursday, at least the next two Thursdays, today and next week. And then we will be ending the show for the season, unfortunately, but we will be back on the air next spring and maybe pick up a few shows this winter during the trade show season while the boat shows come to San Francisco and the Bay Areas. But for now, yes, it is the Let's Go Fishing Show, KSCO 1080. Also, you can find more information out about us at our own site, which is the letsgofishingradioshow.com, of course. And the show is archived at shiptoshoreradio.com as well as sportfishingreport.com. What we have lined up for you tonight is, well, as usual, a fantastic show. So thanks for tuning in. And as I always say, whether you fish, like to fish, or just talk about it, or even just like to hear about it, you're tuned into the right show. As usual, we hope to entertain you, inform you, and keep you posted about fishing in the greater area. And when I say greater area, this show, we're talking about the Oregon border all the way down into Mexico. In the inland waters as well, we hope to cover some of the rivers, the Klamath, the Trinity Rivers, as salmon and steelhead start to migrate back up into those watersheds, and do a summary on the Sacramento River and its tributaries, as in the Feather, the American, and find out how salmon fishing is in those areas. Holding with our theme, which is trying to focus on the hot bite for the season. So I think we've got a great show lined up. Alan Bushnell, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, Mike. I was laughing about our theme and you kind of stopped. What is our theme? Our theme is catch more fish, have more fun.
There you go. Have safe and be fun. That's the theme here. And what we really do it here too is, like we always say, the show is not about Alan myself, thank goodness, but it's the fact that we all know more together. No one of us knows more than all of us. And that's why I'm really excited to have a ton of great callers lined up tonight. We've got Brian Thompson. He's going to tell us about the safety and the differences of VHF radios while you're out at sea. So very informative gentleman. He's going to tell us kind of what to look for as a consumer, the difference in VHF radios. And I'll tell you, that is your lifeline a lot of times out to sea. And during the fall, it's really important, especially if you fish in the oceans. Offshore fishing for albacore is going to be a big hot pick this weekend, especially Sunday, Monday, as the weather pattern starts to subside. There's warm water breaks off of almost all the ports of Northern California, Central California. And yes, there are starting to be a few albacore showing up. So we're going to summarize the weather during the show. We're going to talk about where to go, what to do, and how to do it from Northern California into Mexico, and like I said, the rivers as well. So thanks for tuning in. We hope to keep you posted and informed about fishing in the greater area. So again, thanks for tuning in to the Let's Go Fishing show. When we get back, the phones are going to start ringing. We're going to check in with who do we have, Al? Name a few for me.
Well, I think we're going to start off with Warren Field from Lake Nacimiento Resort, one of our sponsors, and that's a great alternative for the local anglers, anglers during the winter. We also should hear from Senior Carson tonight, and maybe even Chad Woods with the extended San Diego report.
Yeah, we might get a summary from Walter Nash, the Who's Your Daddy Lingcod tournament that took place right here in Santa Cruz, showing that fishermen do care about fish and raising money for United Anglers. That was a great event. Delicious pastries from Live Oak Cafe there in the morning, and a great barbecue afterwards. We'll talk about that. Senior Tuna, as you mentioned, and I think we've got a great show. So don't touch the dial. We will be right back with more information.
After 25 years of excellent customer service in our community, Dave Dawson is now working as a realtor with Bailey Properties. Dave's success is a combination of his local knowledge and his ability to produce results and please his clients. If you or anyone you know is considering buying or selling any real estate, you need to call Dave Dawson at 901-2856. That's Dave Dawson at Bailey Properties, 901-2856. You know, hiring a contractor to do your home improvement is like fishing. Sometimes, well, most of the time, you never know what you're going to get. When it comes to your roof, Warren Knox at Knox Roofing wants you know what you're going to get, and that's a roof worth keeping. Knox Roofing takes pride in their work, and that's why they're the most chosen roofing contractor in the area. Give Knox Roofing a call in Santa Cruz, 461-0634. In Monterey, 831-394-0110, or check them out at knoxroofing.com. Bayside Marine, a complete tackle store. Up to the minute reports from local fishermen. The finest tackle from sport to commercial gear. Dalstar, Shimano, Lima Glass, Penn, from long range Mexico gear to the hottest salmon gear of the Northwest. Bayside Marine has it all. Call the hotline at 464-3474. Remember, we're on the web at BaysideMarineSC.com or call the shop at 475-2173. Stop by on your way to the boat ramp, pick up your ice, food, beer, bait, and tackle. Then say hi to Todd and get the latest scoop. Remember, we're Bayside Marine. Give us a call at 475-2173. A part of our community, a part of culture, the Santa Cruz Harbor, with a brand new launch ramp, a great washdown and fish cleaning facilities. Sport fishermen call this protected port haven. The Santa Cruz Harbor is ideal for all boaters with berthing and end ties. Find rigging, tackle, charters, and great restaurants in the harbor. With full hookups, you can bring your RV and even take a scenic stroll around the harbor. The Santa Cruz Harbor welcomes you. Serious sport fishermen rely on Raymarine's high-definition digital fish finders to increase their chances of seeing and catching more fish. And so should you. Johnson Hicks offers the new Raymarine A-Series fish finders with patented award-winning HD technology. The digital fish finders deliver the sharpest underwater imagery available anywhere, not to mention true hands-off operation and no-compromise performance. Choose from a 4, 5, or 6-inch display. The new C-Series also offers HD technology. Simply add Raymarine's black box sounder. Choose from a 4, 7, or 12-inch display. Find Raymarine online at www.raymarine.com or call Johnson Hicks at 831-475-3383 for more information. That's 831-475-3383.
You may be spending money on insurance right now. Do you know what your auto liability limits are? Is your home covered for full reconstruction costs? Do you know how affordable a renter's policy or life insurance can be when they are packaged with other farmers' policies? If you haven't talked to your agent lately and you would like a friendly consultation with me, Mike Baxter, call 831-588-9577. Farmers' rates are very competitive. For a quote, call Mike Baxter, 831-588-9577, or contact me through the Let's Go Fishing Radio Show website, www.theletsgofishingradioshow.com. Mike Baxter, 831-588-9577.
Let's go fishing. Let's at least talk about it. Really excited. The weather is finally coming down this weekend. Sunday, Monday, it's really going to be calm offshore. So if you're thinking about albacore, I know I have been. It might be the window of opportunity here. There's been fish being caught up and down the coast. So we're going to talk more about that, the weather, the water breaks that are offshore. I've got charts from Oregon to San Diego right in front of me. We're going to mention the weather, the water breaks, and a summary on salmon, both on the ocean and the rivers. So thanks for tuning in to the Let's Go Fishing Radio Show. Your hosts, Mike Baxter and Alan Bushnell. Pretty exciting. I'm really looking forward to the show, Alan. Let's get right into the call. So we've got a good friend of ours on line one, and let's see what's going on in that department.
That's right, and that is Warren Field from Lake Nacimiento Resort. How are you doing tonight, Warren? Are you there, Warren?
Okay, maybe he's not technical difficulty.
Okay, we'll check back with Warren. In the meantime, Mike.
Well,
let's talk about
the weather. I wanted to talk about the weather right now. What we have right now is a high pressure that's continuing to build here on the eastern Pacific. And as that continues to build, the high pressure is getting stronger. Northwest winds are going to persist here Thursday evening, Friday evening, northwest winds 15 to 25 knots offshore. The buoys are big right now, 25 knots of wind on a lot of the buoys, 6 to 8 feet at 8 seconds, so they're almost squared. It's a bit blustery out there still, but what's going to happen real soon is that weather's going to back off. It looks like Saturday, even especially Saturday afternoon, the winds are going to take a major shift and turn into variable conditions. So Sunday, we're looking at 10 knots or less. Monday the same, and the variable is the key word there. We got a little bit of easterly flow or northeasterly flow in most of the areas, a little offshore flow. It might even keep the fog off the water, so there's nothing funner than fishing for albacore in calm weather. There's good water breaks outside of Santa Cruz, it looks like, from the weather buoys to the 601. Take your pick. I would concentrate on the 1,000-fathom curves. And as we head up the coast, Half Moon Bay has really been holding its own. I like to say that it's not as great of a spot for albacore, but it's been proving me wrong this year, as deep water canyons right outside the Gumdrop and Pioneer, or even fishing on the seamounts themselves, are hosting a very good water break right now, 45 miles west of Half Moon Bay. That looks good. And as we head further up the coast, if anybody's interested in going up out of Point Arena, Punta Gorda, that area, there's a couple of different breaks in that area that have real strong water breaks, and there's been albacore in those areas also. So again, like I always say, if you're bringing extra fuel cans, be very careful with that. Go with a fishing partner and be safe. That's the main thing. There's always going to be albacore to be caught, but the main thing is getting out there offshore and being safe. Right now, Bayside Marine has been posting the most current numbers for longitude, latitude numbers, and if you're going out of Santa Cruz, that's going to be a good bet. Otherwise, network with maybe people from the Coastside Fishing Club. Go out of Half Moon Bay. Again, the Pioneer and Gumdrop seamounts look like a real good area. The hot pick this week, Sunday, is going to be on albacore. Spread out. There's a ton of warm water out there. Really look at your charts, the C4 contour, and find the spots you want to go. You might be surprised what the canyons will hold when it comes to albacore. You really don't have to circle the wagon with the other boats. You can spread out, find your own water. Look for birds. Look for meter marks and find your own spot. Let's give it another try there on line one. Let's check in with Warren.
Warren, are you picking this up?
Yes.
Oh, good. Sorry, we didn't have all the right switches in the right direction, but thank you very much.
That's okay.
Warren Fields, the marina supervisor for Lake Nacimiento Resort, and we haven't talked to you for a while, Warren. How have you guys been doing down there at the resort?
Well, we've been doing fine. It's been another busy year. Again, enjoyable summer here at the lake, and this time of the year, it kind of brings a change of view from the marina, where we see more anglers out on the lake during the day. Yeah, we still have folks continuing to come to enjoy the lake for its recreational opportunities and enjoying the weather that we have to offer.
Sure, it's a beautiful lake with 118 miles of shoreline.
Yep.
What's your advice for the fall or winter anglers that might want to go down and visit you?
Well, the most dominant fish being caught is the spotted bass, and we're usually seeing those in the 1.5 to 3 pound range. But the lake also offers white bass, large and small mouth bass, crappie, bluegill, and catfish. And I guess some of the best places that I've seen where folks have been catching fish has been back in the Narrows, in Las Tablas, and in Dip and Snake Creek. And again, kind of trolling or fishing offshore, finding a good place with some cover just off the point.
All right, good enough. Well, it's a real easy destination. We're right below Monterey. It takes a couple hours, I guess, to get down there?
Yeah, it's about 2.5 hours from the Santa Cruz area, and we've seen a lot of folks from your area, Morgan Hill, and that have been down and enjoying the lake. And the marina is open all year round, providing fuel and fishing license and supplies And don't forget, we always have a good cup of coffee anytime you come in.
Good enough. Well, can you give us some of the contact info if anyone wants to get in touch with you down there before their trip to Lake Nacimiento Resort?
Sure. They can call us, area code 805-238-1056, and it'll ask you for either extension 2 or 3.
Okay.
The phones are about 25 feet apart, so either one of them will work.
Okay. And you also have a good website, www.nacimientoresort.com.
Yes.
Well, it's a pleasure talking to you tonight, Warren. Thanks so much for the call, and we'll be speaking to you in early spring.
Okay, Alan and Mike, thank you very much.
Thank you, Warren. It sounds like a lovely place. I got to get down there one time and just do some lake fish and relax. It sounds like a great area.
We'll welcome you anytime.
All right. Thank you for the call, and thank you for supporting the show. We appreciate
it. You're welcome. You guys have a good evening.
Okay, you have
good night.
Bye-bye. Thanks for the call and the information. That's great to know. I got to do more of that freshwater fishing, just relax. Plus, you can take the family and do some water sports as well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Bring the kayaks or bring the drift boat with the little electric motor, Mike.
Yeah, pretty fun. Speaking of fishing, we talked a lot about albacore, and one of our hot picks from the show this week is definitely going to be a focus on albacore Sunday, Monday. If not, Saturday might be a good pick, too, but it's still a bit blustery out there. But, Mike, I always emphasize offshore tuna fishing. We haven't lost many fellow sportsmen out there on the high seas albacore fishing. We have lost a few, though, over the years. And, you know, one of the biggest, most important things is that link between you and the other fishermen out there. I can't emphasize that enough. It's the generation of cell phones, and there isn't that great of service out there, and even if there is, you really want to be in contact with the other boaters, and the best way to do that, really, your safety net, your link to other people that could help you 40, 60, 100 miles offshore is that VHF radio. So I was real honored to be able to talk to Brian Thompson from Coast Marine Marketing. They represent ICOM radios, and what I wanted to ask Brian is the difference in radios. I know I've always been really partial to ICOMs. I've been fortunate enough to use them in the industry for many years and had nothing but great results. So, Brian, how you doing tonight?
Good, Mike. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, it's been a real honor. I've worked with you and Steve for quite a while, and we're really proud to represent ICOM radios. I think the first question I wanted to ask you is what separates, because I've never torn one apart. I've torn the mics apart, but I've never really torn apart a VHF radio to see the difference in maybe the construction. What is the difference of a VHF radio?
To be all honest with you, Mike, at this point, most of the standards on the radios are all pretty good. We're partial to ours, obviously, because we represent them. But we believe our radios are very good for a couple reasons. Number one, the standards we test them to. We have two different formats we use, one being JIS, which is Japanese industry standard, and IPX8. So it's just a waterproofing system. The actual materials we use are, you know, it's circuit boards and microchips. And the thing that might set us apart technology-wise from our competitors is we have a term that we call sensitivity that we use to rate reception and transmission out of a VHF, and we believe that ours is pretty well constructed to do both of those.
Mm-hmm. Now, I guess part of what motivates me to ask those questions is the fact that now all VHF radios are limited to 25 watts for sport fishing use and commercial use in the marine environment. Is that right, Brian?
That is absolutely correct.
So when you look at, say, a few different types of automobiles, for example, that are rated at the same horsepower, you know, on one hand you think, well, all VHFs are created equal because they're limited to the wattage that they're capable of outputting, but there must be some truth to performance in that. If you have X amount of power to utilize, you want to do it the best you can. Is that right?
And absolutely, and that's a good point that you bring up. You know, one of the ways that we rate wattage is after the radio has been turned on for quite some time and heated up, and we consistently transmit and receive at a full 25 watts, whereas some other radios have degradation once they've been on for a while and they heat up. So that is definitely something that is important to make sure you're getting that full effect.
Uh-huh.
Of that wattage transmission and receive.
Yeah, I've noticed too with some types of radios, you're more prone. Now, I always read installation manuals when you go to put in a new depth sounder, radar, or VHF radio, and it's always like, now keep this 5 feet from any other objects. You're going, hey, look, this is a boat. My boat's not big enough. So bleed off of RF or noise is always an issue, especially with the sounders, radars, and VHF radios. Do you have any tips for installation or trying to prevent noise bleeding from that radio?
I suggest that everybody follows the manufacturer's guidelines as far as separation. I am a boater myself. I know that's not always possible, so we all do the best we can. But just make sure you have a good grounding system in the boat and, try to reduce your RF as much as possible. But, it's kind of a tricky situation, really.
I've noticed, too, just for the use, for using the transceiver, especially on the transmitting end, is really how sensitive that 25 watts of power for the output is contingent on your battery levels. I've noticed if you have pumps on or bait tank pumps on and you're draining your batteries a little bit, it's really going to weaken the signal strength of your VHF.
It's a possibility. It's not something that I hear frequently, but it depends on the setup you have on your boat and what it's capable of handling. So if they're smaller vessels, then yes, that could definitely be an issue that comes up.
Make sure those battery levels are up as well. Now, I know ICOM makes some great handhelds. Are most of the handhelds rated at, like, 5 watts? Is that the
case? Yeah, they are rated at 5 watts. We actually have a new model called an ICM-72, which is actually a full 6 watts, and it's selectable from 6 to 3 to 1. And what that allows you to do is prolong your battery life and really use what you need to use. So if you're within range and you only need to use 1 watt, then that's what you need to use.
So you can adjust high and low power on even the handheld.
Exactly, yes. And that radio is also the most waterproof in the standard, withstanding 12 feet for 24 hours of depth. So that's great as far as its waterproofness.
Now, I'm noticing back to the larger models that are going to be fixed mounted on boats, the 402, the 502 are kind of classics in the industry. We've used them for years. Now, they're being replaced by a new model. Is it a 522 or 422?
And a 504. You're absolutely correct.
And what one would you recommend for most boaters, say the 20-foot fiberglass boat that fishes near shore but occasionally goes offshore 60 miles or so?
This is the way I look at electronics. The funny point, for that size boat, I think probably any of my colleagues would suggest a 422. Mm-hmm. But the way I always look at electronics is I try to parallel them with other things that we use, like computers or whatever it is. And I always think that if you've got the budget to spring for a better model, and they're all great models, and I would even throw this out for my competitors, but if you have the money to spring for a better model, I always believe you're better off to do it, just because those parts of the radio that we call features now, just to make it have a little more bells and whistles, those always become what you're going to end up using in the future as a necessity on future radios.
Sure.
It's just like a computer. I mean, 5 years ago we bought things that had FireWire ports, not knowing what we were going to use them for.
Mm-hmm.
And now you have so many different peripherals that run off of that system. So I just believe, more is better sometimes.
Yeah, and there is a difference. I've been amazed at just even the cord material or the button coating on the mic, or, if it costs a few dollars more, there's a reason, and that money has been spent wisely on integrity for that radio. And those features are going to turn into benefits when you're offshore and you need that radio. Now, real quick, I always hear the phrase that your VHF is only as good as your antenna. We got about a minute or two left. Give us a couple tips on choosing the proper VHF antenna, because you can spend the money on that radio, but if you have a poor antenna, I know for sure it is not going to work well, both on the transmitting and receiving end.
You're absolutely right about that. And the antenna that we feel works best with the ICOM is digital antenna. There are a whole host of antennas out there that you can use, but the one thing that we point out would be to make sure you look for an antenna that's got some soldered connections in it. The fiberglass that's used for the rod is of a good quality. One thing that you don't want is the degradation over time with that material breaking down inside or outside of the antenna. And the other thing that we try to stress is try to get the biggest antenna you can put on your boat comfortably. And that way you can get the range and the performance of the gain and everything else that that antenna is going to offer and make that radio just that much better.
Fantastic. Hey, Brian, thanks for your time again representing ICOM Radios and working with Coast Marine Marketing in the North Pacific. Thanks for your time. Great advice. And thanks for calling the Let's Go Fishing Show.
Great. Thanks for having me on. All right. Thank you.
You have a good weekend.
You too.
And I feel pretty fortunate, Alan. I really do. I mean, I hate to continually plug ICOM, but we are in a position where we have been able to choose our sponsors, which has been a real honor. And, you know, I hold ICOM with the highest respect.
Well,
so.
Me too, Mike. You know, I go out in my kayak off the wild north coast all by myself, and I bring my little ICOM handheld submersible. And but he's getting me excited about this 6-watt submersible. I'm going to have to look into that. Yeah.
Oh, you're such a tech junkie. I've got a little handheld I keep in my shed. It's our, I'm going to reveal my secret. I go out there and work in the garden, and I turn it on, and I can pick up the guys fishing off West Cliff. I get the salmon reports that they're coming in. That's pretty funny. My wife looks at me like, what are you doing?
I got to go up to the roof to transmit to him, though, Mike.
Yeah, I want to put a fixed mount one, and just for receiving, I'm not going to use it as a transceiver, just receiving. We're going to go into a quick break, but when we get back, like I said, we're going to summarize salmon fishing up and down the coast and even in the rivers. So don't touch the dial. We'll be right back.
Put Lake Nacimiento Resort on your list this year. For a fun-filled family destination that has something for everyone, including 6 campgrounds. Ooh, that smells good. From walk-ins to full RV hookups, visit Lake Nacimiento Resort. If roughing it's not your style, nestle into one of the Lakeview lodges.
Ooh, this place is nice.
And make sure to check the menu at the Lakeshore Cafe. With 165 miles of shoreline, it's easy to find a private spot to fish. The resort marina also has a full line of boat rentals, from fishing skiffs to ski boats, for even more family fun. For reservations and information, call 800-323-3839 extension 2 or check the website at www.nacimientoresort.com.
Feeling stressed? Why not get away from it all? Imagine the beauty of nature, the sounds of silence. Go fishing.
Son, isn't this wonderful? No neighbors, no phones, no TV.
Dad, so many kinds of fish are there.
Hundreds, maybe thousands. I don't know exactly.
Thousands? That's a lot of fish.
Well, let's just see if we can catch one or two today.
Fishing with a family can yield memories that will last a lifetime. With the gear available today, fishing is easy, and Outdoor World has waders and waterproof boots to keep you dry, tackle boxes, fishing vests, and carrying cases to keep your gear handy, reels and just the right bait to make a difference. At Outdoor World, you'll find everything you need except for the fish. Outdoor World on 41st Avenue in Capitola, on Front Street in Santa Cruz, and on North Fremont Street in Monterey. See our weekly ad in the Good Times and the Monterey County Weekly. Outdoor World, when it's time to get away.
Some say the best way to fish Monterey Bay is a small charter or six-pack boat. One thing's for sure, you can't go wrong booking a trip with Real Sport Fishing and Captain Jimmy Charters. Jerry Brooks and Jim Rubin run fast, roomy boats with top-notch gear and the latest electronics. Whether halibut, salmon, or albacore is your prey, Captain Jimmy and Real Sport Fishing get you there quick and maximize your catch. For a custom fishing trip, call Captain Jimmy at 831-662-3020 or Real Sport Fishing at 831-465-0639.
ICOM Marine products are simply the best. When your safety at sea depends on communication, trust ICOM radios, handhelds, VHS, and single sidebands. ICOM is the leader of the industry. With a full line of VHF radios equipped with digital selective calling, depend on ICOM. Their products are second to none. Find ICOM radios at Johnson Hicks or any fine dealer near you. Check online at www.icomamerica.com. ICOM, simply the best. Central Valley Marine makes your fun serious. With Grady White boats and Yamaha engines, the customer always comes first at Central Valley Marine. Find perfectly crafted Grady White boats outfitted with 4-stroke Yamaha outboards and a business with 30 years of experience. Central Valley Marine. Phone 1-800-974-4286. In Campbell on South Bascom, Central Valley Marine. 800-974-4286.
Let's go fishing. You're tuned into the Let's Go Fishing Show, KSCO 1080, and archived at Ship to Shore Radio. Also, listen to people out there fishing while you're working on your computer. It's streamed over the computer, over the internet, while guys are transmitting on their VHF radios. Speaking of VHF radios, right there on the comfort of your computer, and it works well. Half Moon Bay, Monterey Bay, even San Francisco Bay, also archived at sportfishingreport.com. And check out more information from Alan Bushnell and myself at the Let's Go Fishing Radio Show. So thanks for tuning in. You know what? With no further ado, let's check in with our old pal, Senior Tuna, and find out what he's been, where he's been, and what he's been up to. How are you doing tonight, Steve?
I'm doing great, Mike. How's it going, Alan?
Oh, fantastic, Steve. Thanks.
You know, with you, it's hard to even have a lead, and I don't know where you've been doing seminars, probably trade shows.
I forgot where I've been. I don't even know. I couldn't tell you that.
But I will. What I'll do is take it right off the top. I'm really looking forward to, October 1st, Sunday, we've got, it's like old times, the Penn University, Steve Carson, Mike Baxter reunite aboard the Velocity for a fishing trip. Gosh, I hope I don't get seasick. I haven't been out there much, but I know this. We're going to have a great group of fishermen. I think the trip is already full. Gosh, I just can't wait to see a lot of those old fishermen and young ones, too. We just finished. We had a tournament here. Walter Nash did the Who's Your Daddy Lingcod tournament. A lot of great products there he gave out. But what I'm curious is, Steve, is what's, let's start off with the rivers there, because the salmon returning up the rivers, the Sacramento and Feather, are kind of a topic on everybody's mind. So maybe you can tell us how that's going.
Well, if you want to fish the Feather for salmon, you better hurry. And if you want to stock up on some roe for steelhead season, now this might be the time to do it, because there's a lot of fish, but they're pretty much all starting to be dark. Or bring your little chief smoker. You know, they're not looking so good, but you can get a limit of three fish without trying too hard. Fishing beads up in the outlet or up at the outhouse riffle or the Matthews riffle. There's a lot of salmon in the Feather right now, and the good news and the bad news is, you know, now salmon fishing is going to end on September the 30th. But what that means is the salmon really get going on the spawn, and the steelhead fishing is still open. All the salmon fishermen go home, so there's lots of room and lots of really good steelhead fishing. You're probably not going to catch any giants like you do up on the coastal rivers, but I have it on some very reliable witnesses, as in DFG biologists, who were looking through the little viewing window at the Feather River hatchery yesterday. And they saw a 12-pound buck and a 10-pound hen steelhead, right there through the viewing window. So that's certainly a pretty darn big fish for the Feather River. And what there is there's going to be lots and lots of those, 3 to 8 pounders. You can actually do pretty well if you know what you're doing.
Yeah, October marks the month usually for those steelhead to show up. So use light tackle, really a finesse approach, and glow bugs work well of all things.
Glow bugs, and you know what? Cured roe, when the salmon are spawning and the steelhead are behind them, they're key. It's just like any other fish. It's like albacore and anchovies. It's like, bass on crawdads. They're keyed in on that salmon spawn, and you want to do as much as you can to imitate that. If you find them just kind of moving through in the lower river, you can get them on night crawlers. You can get them on spinners. You can get them all kinds of flies. But when they're up, basically watching the salmon spawn and eating everything that gets loose, you want to imitate those salmon eggs.
Like the old saying, match the hatch. Now, how about seminar series, your circuit speaking type stuff on informative information, especially tuna? What do you have for up-and-coming events, Steve?
Well, I'm really excited. Number one, this Saturday, for people that are going to Vegas for the weekend, I know that a lot of you are, not everybody thinks of tuna fishing in Vegas, but I'm going to be making my first ever appearance at Bass Pro Shops, the one there in Vegas. It's attached to the Silverton Hotel and Casino. Of course, everything's in casino in Vegas. And on Saturday at 11 o'clock and 2 o'clock, I'll be down there in their saltwater section, and they have a big one doing a seminar on San Diego 3 to 5 day long range trips, which means lots of information on albacore, yellowtail, school-sized bluefin, and I'll just be sitting there at a table in between. So, any listeners, any Santa Cruz locals, my homeboys, coming up, say hi, tell me that you heard about it on the show. I, You know, I don't fit very well in Vegas, I got to be honest.
There's so much to offer. Now you can even get your fishing fix in Vegas, and what you hear there stays there. Now, since you're talking tuna, take us to the coast, Steve, if you would, especially kind of a Southern California long-range tuna wrap-up.
Well, the local boats, you know, the overnight boats out of San Diego, you know, are on a pretty good snap the last few days on some school-sized yellowfin, nothing huge. You know, they're 12, 14-pound fish, along with lots of yellowtail and lots of Dorado. Basically, this is one of the best Dorado years in the last 20 years, so I guess you can't complain too much about that. The long-range boats have just been pounding the heck out of Guadalupe Island. It's not red hot, but as you know about the big island out there, the fish are big. The tuna are averaging 50 to 70 pounds, and there's, you know, just about every boat, the jackpot is being caught by a fish over 100. And that's some nice quality yellowfin, and they're still catching 1 to 4 wahoo per trip, which that's a long ways north for wahoo to be. So I'm looking forward to, of course, that second week of October, we'll be going out on one of our seminar trips on the American Angler. I'm counting on lots of wahoo. Lots and lots.
And you're going to be, you never know, but maybe heading down to Alejos Rocks then?
You know, again, it's hard to say because I know everybody is hoping that the giant tuna will show up again.
Mm-hmm.
And if they do, that area was kind of out just in the open water off Magdalena Bay in a very, very large area, just kind of swimming around. If the giant tuna don't show up, then chances are we'll be working primarily Alejos Rocks and the area known as the Ridge, which is basically about 4 high spots strung along an underwater mountain range about 100 miles long. And, you know, besides the wahoo, you catch lots of school-sized tuna, you know, 20 to maybe 80 pounds, and lots of yellowtail, plus Dorado, grouper. You know, it's really interesting variety fishing.
All right. Well, thank you, Steve, and I look forward to seeing you down. Any last tidbits for us?
There was one other thing is that we talked about this a little bit last week. I don't know if it got on the air. For people that like steelhead fishing, landlocked steelhead, the Department of Water Resources is going to be doing a experimental planting of 10,000 steelhead in the Thermalito After Bay. That's not Lake Oroville itself. That's the After Bay. It's a lake in and of itself down below Lake Oroville. And, you know, nobody's really sure how they're going to behave in there. They're highly migratory Feather River strain steelhead, and they may migrate right out of there as fast as they can go, in which case, well, that was an experiment that failed. But if they hang around a little bit, and it's always been kind of lukewarm fishing in there for, you know, a few planted trout and a few bass, but nothing special. If those steelheads hang around, it could be pretty exciting.
All right. Well, thank you, Steve. And, again, I look forward to seeing you. Have a good trip in Las Vegas. Stay out of trouble. I'm sure you will.
But have a good time. I will.
And I look forward to seeing you October 1st aboard the Velocity out of Stagneros right here in Santa Cruz.
I'm really looking forward to that.
It's going to be good fun. So thanks for the call. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, Senior Tuna, you take care. Thanks again. And you know what? We missed a call. Richard, it looked like from Napa. Give us a call back. I'm sorry about that. I was going to get you right after Senior Tuna there. But let's utilize this time. I meant to thank the sponsors again. Dave Dawson with Bailey Properties. If you or anyone you know is looking at real estate or wanting to sell their house, give Dave Dawson a call. Highly recommend him. Well networked in the community. Knox Roofing, can't go wrong. Don't wait for the rains. Give Knox a call. I know they really helped Alan with his house. Bayside Marine, Todd and the gang right there. If you're going out of Santa Cruz, that's the spot to check in with. The internet site, the hotline, give him a call. And then just swing by for the latest numbers, bait, tackle, ice, you name it. And again, they are centrally located right in the beautiful Santa Cruz Harbor. A big thanks to Santa Cruz Harbor, a spot I'm rather proud of and fond of. All the amenities are right here in the Santa Cruz Harbor. Heading a little bit east towards Capitola, right off 41st Avenue. If you need sound financial advice, give Pete Middlecoff a call. He's with Smith & Barney, and he can help you with all types of funds, retirement funds, education funds, you name it. And he's just a real gentleman, and he's been helpful with tons of guys in the community. Yours truly, Mike Baxter, now with Farmers Insurance. Our rates are really good. I've just been overwhelmed with the support of people calling, getting quotes, and most of them do make the change with Farmers because our claims are so good and our rates are really good. It's a great opportunity with Farmers Insurance. I'm also raffling off a CalStar rod and a pin reel. Alan's been drooling on it, but I'll wipe that up. So if you want a quote, give me a call. You can also see my logo right there on Bayside Marine site, as well as the Let's Go Fishing Radio show site. Lake Nacimiento, boy, that was great hearing from Warren, wasn't it, Alan?
Oh, it was fantastic. I've got to get down there, Mike, in November maybe.
Too many things to do and not enough time. If you do want to go there, I'll tell you, Outdoor World's got it all. I'm just a big camper now. I've got a great tent and camp stove. I'm Mr. Coleman. I got most of that stuff from Outdoor World. So whether you hunt, fish, ski, anything in the outdoors, Outdoor World is the spot. And you know what? Speaking of outdoors, the tuna are definitely, as I mentioned, starting to show up for us. It's going to be a hot pick this next week. So if you don't have your own boat or you just want to relax and let someone do the driving for you, check in with Real Sport Fishing. That's the Doble. And also Captain Jimmy aboard the Becky Ann. I'll tell you, you can go with a few of your friends and have a great time. ICOM Radios and Central Valley Marine with the Grady Whites and Yamaha Outboards. Also a big thanks to Ray Marine. A quick wrap-up as far as the coastal fishing synopsis goes. The salmon season closed up again last week off of Eureka. So that North Coast area continues to be the mainstay with rock fishing. Ling cod has been the real hot pick there. As you head up into the rivers, the Klamath River, it hasn't been the tremendous run as we're still reaping the negative side of the returns from the Klamath River, but it's been the year of the jacks and no pressure. I'll tell you, our secret steelhead and salmon sources up there, Mad River Outfitters, tell us there's just no one on the river right now, and it's just a jack salmon festival, and there's tons of steelhead too. These fish are slowly going from that lower river, Klamath Glen, Blake's Riffle, that area, on up towards Wichipec, and then even up into Hoopa, into the lower Trinity. There was a fire on the Trinity River there at Pigeon Point Campground, which is up quite a ways towards Junction City. But now these fall returning salmon and steelhead are definitely making their way up the Klamath River, up towards Wichipec, up even as far as Happy Camp right now. Trinity River, they're all throughout the system. Even up as far as Junction City, Pigeon Point, the Burnt Ranch area, those are always my favorites. Beautiful place to go. If you haven't been there in the fall colors, the days are warm, the nights are cool. You swim in the morning, you fish in the morning, then you swim in the middle of the day, and you catch a few fish in the evening, and you do it all at the same exact hole. It's just fantastic, so you got to check that out. Heading further south, again, warm water off Shelter Cove. So look for that as the weather gets calm for offshore albacore fishing. Rock fishing remains good. Pacific halibut continued to be a good chance out of Eureka and Shelter Cove, but it did taper off a little bit last week. Fort Bragg, again, clear water. Abalone diving's a hot pick. Rockfish, ling cod. A trickle of salmon for the private boaters that put in their time. Heading down towards Bodega, again, rock fishing, ling cod, a few salmon trickling through. We're just not sure. These salmon are really mysterious. And as we get closer to Duxbury Reef, north of San Francisco, last week they had a couple good days, but it's just been tough. I think Brian Hoffman reported, the fleet of 40 has turned into two boats. It's definitely a scratch at best. Heading into the bay, Alan, can you fill us in on the halibut striper report inside San Francisco Bay?
Sure, real quick, the best chance for halibut looks like around San Francisco side of the bay, San Francisco and across over to Alameda and Berkeley. The piers are producing some halibut and stripers, but more rays and small sharks. The other side of the bay, though, the North Bay, the Brothers Islands turned on for bass in that whole area around Loch Lomond, China Camp, the Brickyard. There's lots of good schoolie bass in there, striped bass, lots of action. These are all 20 to maybe 28-inch bass, and people are catching and releasing, up to 20 of them each on their go-out. So sounds like a lot of action is occurring up there. A little further up in Sisson Delta, again, it's striped bass fishing the shallows along the west bank, the Sacramento River. And sturgeon fishing is starting to improve up by the mothball fleet right now. So we'll see all of that fishing improve as winter proceeds, Mike. How about around the corner down to Half Moon Bay? You talking to those guys?
Well, I'd love to wrap that up. Let's bring it down through Half Moon Bay, then into Monterey Bay. Right before that, before we go into our next break, let's check in. It looks like Rick on line one. Are you there tonight, Rick?
Yes, I'm here. My phone died. I'm sorry.
Oh, no problem.
I'm from Nampa, Idaho, and I listen to you guys on the radio, and I grew up in Santa Cruz, and I just want to have a shout-out to Frank Ely down at the Capitol up here and Mike Hicks and Ed down at the Capitol up here.
Oh,
fantastic.
Great.
And I was wondering if Steve was going to appear in the Boise area, because we have a lot of freshwater fish, and we have steelhead and stuff, and God knows what's in our lakes up here.
Yeah, I would love to go up there and fish that fall. What is it, like the Bee Run steelhead on the Clearwater River and... in that area, what is it, Orofino, is that near you?
Yeah, that's I think that's Jordan Valley in Oregon and stuff like that, because we're just east of eastern Oregon, Ontario, and then there's Jordan Valley and all that area, you know, Highway 95 area, and we're about 650 miles northeast of you guys.
All right, I'd love to wish that we had enough power boosting out of these giant antennas here at KSDO, but are you
listening? I'm listening to you guys on the radio. I had to turn it down because I'll feed back, but you come in pretty darn good up here.
Oh, our heads are swelling now. Alan, we're booming to Idaho. That is great news.
I feel like Wolfman Jack.
Rick, you can call for a shout-out, especially to the fine gentleman you mentioned there, the gang at Capitola Wharf. They are just tremendous folks, some of the most low-key, best fishermen in the area. Do you have any report for fishing in that area for us, Rick?
I don't have anything current. And I'm just wondering if there's anybody out in Idaho that would actually call into the show and let everybody know what's going on.
Okay.
What's going on down your way? What's happening down in Monterey Bay? What's it like down there?
Well, I'm glad you asked. Do you want to take that information off the line, or do you want to stay on the line?
I'll stay on the line and I'm looking.
Okay. Well, what we'll do is take you from Alan, just finished up, the gentleman that he is, San Francisco Bay Area. Now, Half Moon Bay just continues to be the rock fishing event. They've got really good rock fishing close to shore. We had a swell that just came through the area. A little bit of a westerly swell was pumping, so start to get a little deeper water. It looks like the 60 to 120-foot area, a lot of cabazones off of Bean Hollow area, heading down to in San Gregorio area. Pigeon Point's always a good bet, and as you get closer to Santa Cruz, New Year's Island has been very good. Get your licks in while you can before these MLPA closures take the area, and heading more into the Monterey Bay. Davenport Landing continues to kick out a few halibut there, 4 Mile Beach, fish deeper, 60 feet of water for the big late season halibut, aggressive biters on anchovies and jack smelt. West Cliff Drive continues to produce large bluefish. It's been the year for the blue rockfish. The large red vermilions are coming in for the spawn out in the from the deep water. Lingcod are starting to show up a little better, but it's been tough. And the hot pick remains, what I'm going to say, is going to be albacore on Sunday. It's going to be the area. Spread out, guys. There's a lot of water there between the Monterey buoys and the 601. So, again, find your own fish. You're going to catch more fish getting away from the fleet.
Let me just add, Mike, if for the anglers working inshore around Capitola, look for those working birds on the edge of the kelp beds. We've had schools of barracuda cruising through there.
That's
and
true.
They provide a really good fight.
You're going to hear it here. Thanks,
yeah,
Alan.
That's right.
A hot pick. It's CUDA country, and I'm not talking El Nino, but some barracuda made their way into Monterey Bay, so there are some exotics around. Rick, we appreciate your call very much. Call us anytime. You have a great weekend.
Thank you. And I hear there's an El Nino coming, and what's the report on that?
I don't have time for that right now. I got to go into a break, but maybe right after the break. If you
That'd
want to
fine.
Network with the Coastside Fishing Club, you might meet some fishermen from your area through that club.
Cool, thank you. I appreciate that.
All right, Rick.
Thanks, Rick.
Call. And
a wonderful evening, and you guys have fun.
All right, thank you. And we're going to go right into the break here. When we get back, another quick summary of what's going on in Monterey Bay and what to expect. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be right back.
Serious sport fishermen rely on Raymarine's high-definition digital fish finders to increase their chances of seeing and catching more fish. And so should you. Johnson Hicks offers the new Raymarine A-Series fish finders with patented award-winning HD technology. The digital fish finders deliver the sharpest underwater imagery available anywhere, not to mention true hands-off operation and no-compromise performance. Choose from a 4, 5, or 6-inch display. The new C-Series also offers HD technology. Simply add Raymarine's black box sounder. Choose from a 4, 7, or 12-inch display. Find Raymarine online at www.raymarine.com or call Johnson Hicks at 831-475-3383 for more information. That's 831-475-3383.
Let me introduce Live Oak Cafe, a wonderful cafe that specializes in espresso drinks, coffee and tea, as well as their cold beverages and juices. Besides the delicious breakfast burritos and pastries, you have to try the lunch specials, like the lasagna or the enchilada casserole. People rave over it. At Live Oak Cafe, the cakes, cookies and pastries are scrumptious. The care that goes into the food at Live Oak Cafe is what keeps people coming back. In a traffic-free location on the ocean side of Highway 1, Live Oak Cafe is at the corner of Chanticleer and SoCal Avenue. Come by or call the Live Oak Cafe at 475-7757 for lunch orders, or take out. Call 475-7757. Stop by today and say hi to Kathleen and her friendly staff at the Live Oak Cafe.
The Stagnaro family has been serving the Santa Cruz area for over a century. There's something for everyone. Fishing trips, bay cruises, whale watching, and private parties for any occasion. Whichever your choice, today's fourth generation Stagnaros will surely make your trip fun and memorable. And be sure to dine at Gilda's Stagnaro Family Restaurant before or after your ocean adventure. The restaurant is located right across the street from our ticket office on the Santa Cruz Wharf. Call Stagnaro's at 427-2334 for a trip on the bay. Interphase Technologies, a local company with a worldwide market supplying boaters with forward-looking technology. Color Twin Scopes and iScan 180s have phased array technology and give you the opportunity to see a fish or bottom structure around your boat. Horizontal and vertical scanning technology gives you the opportunity to target the fish you want to catch before you've already passed over them. Interphase also provides boaters the finest chart plotters made with bright screens, fast processors, and easy-to-use functions. Interphase's forward-looking technology can be found at Johnson Hicks or online at www.interphase-tech.com. Look forward. Find Interphase.
Want to go saltwater fishing but don't have a boat? No problem. Drop on down to Capitola Boat and Bait on the Capitola Wharf or Santa Cruz Boat Rentals at the Santa Cruz Municipal Wharf, where fishing is serious fun. You'll find great pier fishing with full-service tackle shops, sturdy ocean skiffs for rent, fresh and frozen baits, and up-to-the-minute fishing advice and inside tips. For more info, call Capitola Boat and Bait at 462-2208 or Santa Cruz Boat Rentals, 423-1739.
Boat and Motor Mart. Serving boaters since 1955, for over 51 years, the customer has always come first at Boat and Motor Mart, California's exclusive dealer for Osprey boats. Hosting a full array of Yamaha outboards. Quiet, smooth, fuel-efficient, and powerful. That's Yamaha outboards. Boat and Motor Mart is home to a new line. That's Parker Boats. Parker Boats have brought value and customer satisfaction to new levels. Check out Boat and Motor Mart's new location in South San Francisco at Oyster Point Marina. By land or sea, it's easy to find. 671 Marina Boulevard or call 650-246-1460. That's Boat and Motor Mart, 650-246-1460. Or online at www.boatandmotormart.com.
Let's go fishing. At least let's talk about it. If we missed anything, go to our site, the Let's Go Fishing Radio Show.com or sportfishingreport.com. You'll find out tons of information there. Another big thanks to Stagnaro Fishing Trips. I'll be running the boat here the next couple weekends, so give them a call. Interphase Technology, forward-looking sonars, Capitola Boat and Bait. Rent a boat off the main wharf for Capitola, for that matter, and our good friends there in South San Francisco, home of the Ospreys and Parker Boats. Boat and Motor Mart right there at Oyster Point. Swing by, tell them hi. Alan, what did we miss on a political note?
Well, we need to get some support out there. The FOG group, the Friends of the Harbor group, is asking that we get in touch with Barbara Boxer. Go to their website, www.fohg.com. www.cruisehub.org. We're trying to get more federal funding for the Santa Cruz Harbor in order to get it dredged. We're the only harbor, small craft harbor, not receiving federal funds at this time, and we can fix that if we give some calls. FOHG.org.
Give it to them. Give it to them again, Al. It's time the Santa Cruz Harbor gets a little respect and money.
www.fohg.org.
That's right. We'll be back next Thursday, 7:06, with more fishing information and political notes for that matter. In the meantime, if you're looking for a sign, Larry Scroggins of Johnson Hicks now owns the dockside signs right there in the harbor. Swing by there if you need a sign or a magnet for your truck. Thanks for tuning in. Have safe, be fun, catch a big one.
Your source for news, sports, traffic, and weather. AM 1080, KSCO, Santa Cruz, San Jose, Salinas, and Monterey.
A break from the past when the Hamas-led government had refused to honor agreements between Israel and the PLO. Hey, Hugo Chavez, don't mess with our president. The message from congressional Democrats. Now, Democrats have never been shy of criticizing the president, but when Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez called President Bush the devil at a UN speech, well, that was too much, even for members of the opposite party.
He demeaned himself. And he demeaned Venezuela.
House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi called Chavez an ordinary thug. Even Charlie Rangel, whose New York district Chavez visited today to announce free oil for the poor, was not happy.
We resent the fact that he would come to the United States and criticize President Bush.
Rangel says Americans may criticize their president, but that doesn't mean